Hello, I'm Brooke Baldwin at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Travel trouble for Senator Barack Obama just this afternoon. His plane was diverted to St. Louis after experiencing mechanical problems during takeoff from Chicago. The Democratic presidential candidate was on his way to a campaign event in Charlotte, North Carolina, when all this happened. That event has been postponed. Meantime, Republican presidential candidate John McCain is taking his campaign to Denver, where he'll talk up his economic policies at a town hall a little later this afternoon. McCain is expected to acknowledge the huge loss of jobs and convince voters his tax cut plans will help stimulate the U.S. economy. A series of explosions have rocked the southern Pakistani city of Karachi. Officials say at least one person was killed, 30 injured in those blasts. The explosion comes just one day after a suicide bomber killed 17 people in an attack on a rally in the capital city of Islamabad. Most of those victims were police officers. The bombing happened on the one-year anniversary of a military siege on the nearby Red Mosque. Thousands of people had gathered nearby to mark that anniversary date. To London now, where people are observing the third anniversary of the attack on the city's public transit system by suicide bombers. Hundreds gathered today at one of the underground rail stations that was targeted. Some people laid flowers to honor those victims. 52 commuters were killed when four suicide bombers blew themselves up on three underground tubes or trains and a double-decker bus at the height of London's morning rush hour. And the first hurricane of the Atlantic hurricane season could be a Category 2 storm by late this afternoon. You're looking live at pictures as that storm is heading closer and closer to the Caribbean. Right now, Bertha's top sustained winds are at least 90 miles an hour. The storm is moving slowly, and forecasters say that will help it strengthen as it moves closer to the U.S. It is still too early to tell, though, if or when it might make landfall. In California, cooler air is helping firefighters gain ground there. Hundreds of evacuees are back home. Wildfires burning around Big Sur and even farther south down in Santa Barbara County, though, are far from out. Almost 20,000 firefighters are battling 330 active wildfires across the state of California. And those are just some of the headlines we're watching for you here at CNN. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news of this day.